There is no such thing as a free lunch. That was a saying that I've heard many times. I'm sure that many of you have heard it as well from all sorts of people in your life. I didn't hear it first from a person. I think that I heard it first from a television, that there is no such thing as a free lunch. But that saying exists for a good reason. It's a bit of popular wisdom that, yes, there are good things in this life, but those good things are limited. And when those good things seem to be too good to be true, they need to be treated with suspicion. Wisdom for living in a broken world. And yet, today, in our gospel reading, we see this worldly wisdom that comes from the brokenness of our world meet an otherworldly man. A man who has come from the one who created the world. The reality of this world faces the Son of God who created that reality. One of the things that we have learned over the past few years is that human love does have its limits. Human love is one of the greatest things that we possess in this world, and yet we have learned that it does not take us as far as often it needs to go. Well, I learned this in the last few years in about 2020, during the height of what came to be known as the COVID pandemic. See, my mother was a physician, which meant that while she was working at the hospital, they had to go into a mass casualty event in about April and May of that year. Our house had a room that connected the garage to the rest of the house that we called the mudroom, and ordinarily it would be used to take off whatever sort of dirty clothes you had gotten while being outside so that you wouldn't dirty up the rest of the house. Well, during those 2 months, that room became a place where she would take off the scrubs that she had been wearing during the day, put on a robe, run to the shower to disinfect before coming to the rest of her family. Because that is the way that she showed love, both to us and to the rest of our community. She showed love in such a profound way, in fact, that she had to take extra time out of the day in order to ensure that we did not get sick. She had to constantly face an event which caused so much suffering in our area in order to provide the care that was necessary. In that time, there was a term that was circulated in the news. It was called compassion fatigue. Because when that kind of human love meets the reality of a broken world, that love reaches limits. And I think that today, as we read in our gospel reading, we see a moment where human love reaches its limits. The disciples of Jesus are faced with an impossible situation where there is a great crowd of people who have come out to hear the good words of their teacher, the words that have come from God, and yet, while they're out there, they discover that they have no food. And so, working within their limits, the disciples give the only advice that they can in that situation where their love is not up to the task that they are faced with. They tell their teacher to send them home. Because reality imposes limits on their compassion. But reality meets the Son of God. The Son of God who had created that reality. And that reality, with all of the limits that it imposes, meets the Son of God who shows a limitless love. And in that wilderness outside of the Sea of Galilee, where all of these people come to hear the word of life, Jesus provides yet more for them. 5 loaves and 2 fish, Limited supplies become limitless food for this people. This is the power of the Word of God made manifest first in flesh, in the incarnation of the Son of God, able to do these profound things, but also made manifest in the true Word of life, which then also is able to enact life for these people. And yet we learn also that these people need far more than this bread and these fish that Jesus provides them today. We read about this in our epistle reading. Paul is talking about this very same people, a people who are in desperate need of that same Savior, who at one time provided the bread and fish to the people outside the Sea of Galilee. And yet, when Paul brings them word of this Savior, this people who had received the good gifts that their God had brought them, instead, now they are obstinate, and they will not receive him. Paul's compassion, his human compassion, meets the reality of an obstinate people. And he finds that his own compassion has its limits. And you can see how much this breaks him. He says that he could wish that he was cursed. In the Greek, this word is anathema. He wishes that he could be condemned for eternity if only his people would listen. But his people need more than human compassion. This people whom the disciples told Jesus to send away so that they could get their own food. This people whom Paul had tried to get through argumentation and through his own ministry. This people is not willing to see the Savior that has come for them. Once again, compassion has seemed to meet its limit. In fact, so obstinate are these people that when they are faced with the Son of God who has come to save them, they reject him. And they show the greatest limit of love. They show the greatest, they show the greatest rejection of love that has occurred in history when that Son of God is hung on a cross to die. But God does strange things when he is met with these limits of reality. See, for God, these limits of reality do not work the same way that they work for us. When we see a limit in our compassion, we understand that there's only so far that our love can go, at least alone. When God sees these limits, though, something different happens. From that very same cross that was the sign of the rejection of his people, God did not reject them. And instead, through that same cross, God does what he does. God does what he has always done, what he did at the Sea of Galilee. He turned something limited into something limitless. What he did with Paul, where he turned the feeble words of an old man into the limitless love of his church. And from the cross, he showed, or from this rejection of him, he brought forth the limitless forgiveness, life, and salvation of his Son. Because from that cross, which was a sign of the rejection and condemnation of his people, Jesus still had compassion. Because from that cross, he said, "Father, forgive them." We live in a world that needs compassion. And alone, we do not have the ability to provide that, at least not of ourselves. But through God, we have a limitless source, someone who turns our limited love into something that is limitless. Because the word of God that he has brought to us through his Son, first incarnate in his flesh and then also passed down through his church in the Bible that we have today, and in the word and sacrament that we celebrate here, that word turns our limited love into the limitless love of God, into the limitless work of God for the forgiveness of his people and for salvation. This is the compassion that our world needs. And so it feels like sometimes that the reality of our world crushes and limits our love. And yet, the Son of God brings forth what is limitless from that crushing. Through Jesus, we know that there is, in fact, a free life, even if there is no free lunch. We know that there is a limitless love that God offers through his own people. This reading from Romans, Paul says something further. What should we say then? It is not as though the word of God has failed. For not all who are descended from Israel belong to Israel, and not all the children of Abraham, because they are his offspring, but through Isaac shall your offspring be named. This means that it is not the children of the flesh who are the children of God, but the children of the promise who are counted as offspring. For this is what the promise said. The word of God is what brings forth his people. It is not the limits of our flesh. It is God working through his Son. Amen.